And moving on now, we're going to talk about a new effort to improve a birth control device that has been with us for the past 400 years, the condom.
It's known to be highly effective at preventing unwanted pregnancies and sexually transmitted diseases. And although condoms have been around for more than 400 years, over the last half century, their design has remained pretty much the same, until now. The Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, which works to improve global health, has offered scientists $1 million challenge grants to design a better condom for the next generation.
Among the winners are two Boston doctors from the BU School of Medicine, Professor of Radiology Duk-Soo Kim and Karen Book, a third-year radiology resident. They're working on something called a nanoparticle coating for condoms, which we'll explain in a moment. Karen Book says the hope is to solve the biggest challenge of condoms, and that is, despite their effectiveness, many people choose not to use them.
There are a number of reasons that they are not consistently used. The fit is not satisfactory. It's just not comfortable. It feels like a foreign object. And overall, the sensation is not pleasurable. So despite a lot of different products currently on the market, we still see in the community that condoms are not widely and consistently used. So this is the main focus of our project.
So you and your colleague, Dr. Duk-Soo Kim, are developing a nanoparticle coating for condoms, which sounds really interesting. Tell us about this new condom. How does it work?
Sure. So the coating is very, very thin. This is beyond the level of a perceptible sensation. This coating will go either over a pre-existing condom or ultimately on a newer, thinner condom. This coating has many special features. The main feature is that it binds water. When it binds water, it makes something called a hydrogel, where it's this fluid, frictionless surface on the surface of the condom. And this will function to decrease these frictional sensations that condom users have reported as not pleasurable. Mm-hmm. It increases the durability and the lifetime use of the condom, so risks of mechanical breakage are decreased. Also, this hydrogel allows us to put medications into the coating that if the condom should break, bacterial infections, unwanted pregnancy will be greatly minimized despite a mechanical failure of the condom.
Wow. So how do you know at this point, I'm really curious, that this idea will work?
So similar ideas have been used in a different field of medicine on medical device catheters. So as radiologists, part of our scope of practice is doing procedures within the blood vessels. And this is really Dr. Kim's field of expertise. So whenever you're working in a blood vessel, it's a difficult environment. You can't puncture it. Blood can be sticky. So you need to keep your catheter coating clean. And it has to last for very long procedures. So similar coatings have been developed for these medical catheters. And I think it's time that we brought this to a consumer product and adapt it for condom users. Mm.
And say more about this nano lubricated coating. What is it exactly? Is it water?
It is a series of polymers, so a plastic, almost polymer coating that binds to water. So when this coating is put onto a condom, the condom user just swipes some water right over the condom. The coating binds this water and it stays there. It then makes this hydrogel.
Mm. Isn't the challenge, though, in terms of sort of overcoming the stigma, really, of condoms, wouldn't that involve a kind of public relations campaign as well as a new product? So I'm wondering how you think about how to convince more people to use condom. Isn't that the biggest challenge?
Definitely. You know, looking over public health campaigns in the past, we have noticed success with increasing HIV awareness and how condoms can decrease the rate of sexually transmitted infections, for which HIV is one of these diseases. So public health campaigns are definitely effective. I think when we design these new generation of condoms, it's important to get the word out, tell people how this is different from current things on the market, and hopefully some of this will encourage people to try it. Mm-hmm. And hopefully just by widespread knowledge and word of mouth and advertising, people get the message and want to try these new condoms.
So your idea for a nano-lubricated condom is just one idea among many other ideas for a new generation of condoms. Tell me about some of these other ideas that are out there.
Yeah, some of the other groups have come up with some very interesting ideas. The one that has my interest the most is the condom made out of reconstituted cow collagen. Collagen is a connective tissue we have in our bodies. And this group is hoping to improve the skin-to-skin contact or the sensation of skin-on-skin to increase the pleasurability of their condom. It's really an interesting topic. Some of the other groups are working on a graphene collagen, which is a carbon-based crystal model. It's a really great idea.
Brave new world. And I'm really interested to know what it means to you and your colleagues that you won this Gates Foundation Challenge. It must be a huge honor.
It is a huge honor. It's really unbelievable. I'm a radiology resident in training, and to get an award or have this opportunity is really mind-blowing. I know Dr. Kim is also very excited about this opportunity, and we really are looking forward to this year-long endeavor.
And Karen, finally, tell me when this new generation of condom that you're working on with Dr. Kim, when does it become available, or when do you hope that it becomes available and will show up in drugstore shelves?
Right. The first steps of fabrication are always the most difficult and the most time-consuming, so we're really giving ourselves this 18 months to design a fantastic prototype, and hopefully thereafter we can get fabrication costs down, really optimize our polymer composition, and then after that have something that we could bring to people.
Well, that's Karen Book. She's a third-year radiology resident at Boston Medical Center, winner of the Gates Foundation Challenge along with Dr. Duksu Kim to design the next generation of condom. Karen Book, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Stay with us. Coming up, if you think music makes you smarter, new research from Harvard suggests there's still not evidence that it does. I'm Sasha Pfeiffer.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.